All hail Her Majesty, Queen Cybella, usurper queen and scourge of Castle Blackthorn.
Scourge? Well, that's a bit harsh. I prefer to think of myself as more of a necessary evil.
Cybella, come on! I know you said you wanted to get to the reunion fashionably late, but at this rate, we're going to completely miss it.
I know. I just have to look perfect for this. I haven't seen some of these people in years, and presentation is everything. The vulture skull earrings say Direbeak, but are they tacky or just the right level of over the top? And this collar with the feathers... I thought it looked good when I was fitted for it, but... I don't want to look like the house mascot.
Hey, are you okay? I don't think I've ever seen you this indecisive. You know, we don't have to go to this if you don't want to, right?
No, this is important. Everyone's going to be there. Reputation is extremely important in this line of work, and there isn't a better place to show off and build good word of mouth. Besides, it's my chance to finally get my hands on a house cup.
Okay, walk me through this house cup thing again. It's not magic, right? It's not even a fancy goblet. It's just a novelty mug that you win for trivia?
An exclusive novelty mug that you win for trivia. It's not able to be magically replicated, and they only make one per year. Well, I imagine they make two per year, now that they're separating the reunion activities by house.
Doesn't Hexwell have three houses?
Huh? Oh, right. Toad House. I don't know what the toads do. Maybe they have a mug, too. Whatever. That's not the point. The point is I have to look perfect. And I have to win that mug.
And I have total faith that you'll do both of those things if we actually make it to the reunion.
Ugh, I know I've already changed twice, but maybe if I... Xander, did you try to get in through the underground lake? It's freezing this time of year.
You blocked... off the other entrances.
Xander, why are you still doing this? I gave you the throne, prophecy fulfilled. I thought we had an understanding, but you've been back. Kaz, how many times has it been?
14 more times, including today. 50, if you count the time he came when we were on vacation and left a note.
15 more times! I'd be impressed with your persistence if it wasn't so foolhardy. What were you going to do if you didn't trigger the trap that transported you here before you drowned? Grow gills?
I had a water-breathing potion.
Did you now? And where is it, pray tell?
Bottom of the lake.
Okay, here.
Oh, you dried me off.
Consider it payment for the extensive stress testing of our security measures. And here. Fix this glyph onto anything small and important you don't want to lose. If you're separated from it, it will reappear in your pants pocket. If you're in the habit of losing your pants, I'm afraid there's not much I can do to help you there.
Bella!
I know, I'm coming. Ugh. Xander, I'd love to chat. But we are moving out of fashionably late territory into incompetently late, so...
Wait, why are you helping me? I'm trying to kill you.
I... Oh, wait. All right, the night's not getting any younger. Let me just put on the gloves and... There. Okay, take my arm.
Gladly.
Let's do this.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had better hors d'oeuvres at an event. And I grew up in a palace, so I've had a lot of hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, well, most caterers aren't operating under the correct assumptions that if they skimp on quality, an irate patron might curse them and their entire family line. It's a pretty effective motivator to make sure your cocktail sauce has that extra zing.
All these evil mages in one place. There are people here with arrest warrants out on them in basically every kingdom in the continent. Are they even allowed to be on campus?
We're usually not, but Hexwell makes an exception for alumni weekend.
Why is that?
Fundraising.
Ah.
Anyway, there's no reason to worry. After the brawl last time, the entire ballroom was fitted with an anti-magic field, and everyone's magical foci and weapons are peace-bonded for the duration of the event. I couldn't cast a cantrip, and neither could anyone else. If anyone wants to fight while we're here, it'll have to be fisticuffs. And if it's you versus any mage in hand-to-hand combat, I'm putting my money on you.
Well, if we're not in any immediate danger of getting blasted with dark magic, let's mingle. You said you wanted to show off, right? How about... Oh, that woman is looking at us.
Who?
Next to the ice sculpture of the guy with the vulture on his shoulder. See? She just waved.
Ugh, dragon's teeth. We need to get out of here. Why isn't my teleportation spell... Gah! I forgot. The anti-magic field.
It looks like she's walking over.
Okay, just act natural.
I am acting natural. You're the one being weird. Who is this person?
Just someone I went to school with.
So is everyone else here, but you're not reacting the same way to...
Sibella.
Persephone, how lovely to see you.
You too, of course. I saw you from across the room and thought you looked positively ready to take flight, what with all the feathers. Oh, and you brought a pet. How sweet. Does he do tricks?
Cass, don't. And he's not a pet. He's my husband.
Oh, right. I heard about your little bloodless coup. That really is perfect for you. You've never had the stomach for more advanced forms of dark magic. So squeamish. It's honestly amazing you ended up in Direbeak at all. But it takes all kinds. Or so I've been told.
You don't know what you're talking about. Sibella is a fantastic witch, and she's plenty evil. She seized Castle Blackthorn in under 4 hours, deposed my parents, and demoted me to Prince Consort. That's gotta be the most efficient coup ever.
That might count for something if this were a repair shop, but no one is judging evil on how efficient it is. If you're not torturing your subjects, what's the point?
So what, you're the boss of evil now?
Oh, Sibby. He doesn't know, does he? Adorable. Well, Sibella's husband, allow me to formally introduce myself. I'm Persephone Wormwood, top of our class and avatar of the dark.
Former avatar of the dark.
What was that?
Former avatar of the dark. You're not the avatar of the dark now. Those True Claw kids defeated you during our graduation ceremony.
Well then, I guess that makes you a former avatar of the dark too, right? Because you had it for about 12 seconds before you started coughing up black ichor and then you passed out. That was the order, right? Ichor and then you passed out? Not the other way around? Though I guess you wouldn't remember if you'd passed out first, now would you?
Ugh. It was the ichor first.
That's what I thought. But you shouldn't feel bad. Not everyone can handle serious power. You can enjoy your little fiefdom and leave serious world domination to the professionals.
I...
Oh, that's the bell. Almost time for trivia. You know, I need a new vessel to drink the blood of my enemies from. That house cup is going to be perfect. I'd tell you to wish me luck, but let's be honest, you need it more than I do. Well, later, Sibby.
Bella, are you okay?
Well,
that door looks like it opens into a garden. Let's get you some fresh air.
Don't touch any of the plants. They're all extremely poisonous. Though I could go for a tall glass of poison right now, that was awful.
She was awful. What's her problem? And why haven't I heard about her before now? I thought Felicity was your nemesis.
She was. A nemesis is your enemy, but they respect you. Persephone has, well, never respected me. I was a good student, but I didn't really come into my own until after Hexwell. I was an easy target, and, well, she knew it. She made sure everyone else knew it, too.
That's why you were so nervous about tonight.
I thought I was over all of this, but then there she was in her stupid cloak. And I was a speechless underclassman again. We should just leave.
And let her win? No chance!
Exactly. I don't have a chance.
I've literally never said this before, but you're wrong. The only way you don't end up with that house cup is if you don't try. Persephone isn't better than you, not even close. She talks a big game, but I haven't seen her do anything impressive yet. And from what you've told me, being the Avatar of the Dark just means you make a good puppet. No wonder it let you go so fast. It knew that you weren't going to let it sit in your head and boss you around. Now, are you really going to let some random classmate have more power over you than the literal manifestation of all darkness?
Well, when you put it that way, it does sound rather silly.
Exactly. You should leave the being silly to me. Your job is to be cunning, and you're great at it. Do you feel better?
Yes. I believe I do. Thank you, darling.
It's what I'm here for. Now, let's get back inside. We can still make the trivia competition.
You go ahead. I'll be right there.
You sure?
Yes, I have some quick business to take care of first.
Where have you been? We're on the last round of questions.
I told you, I had to take care of something.
What happened to your gloves?
They served their purpose, so I disposed of them. How's our score looking?
I missed a few that you probably would have known, but here's our scorecard.
Tied for third? You didn't even go here, and you're top three for house trivia? That's incredible!
I told you, I like listening to your college stories.
Well, color me impressed. Perhaps you should enroll.
No, I'm good. I think one mage on the throne is enough. And you got back just in time. The final round starts in 5 minutes. The scores are close, and Persephone is just ahead of us, but...
I don't think we need to worry about Persephone anymore.
Huh? I mean, loving the sudden confidence, but where is it coming from?
From the fact that I was recently reminded of my boundless cunning. 3, 2, 1...
I can't. Somebody call.
Oh no! How could this have happened? Medic! We need a medic over here.
You poisoned her.
And that's where my gloves went. They may have blocked our magic, but there's still an apothecary's worth of toxic plants out there, ready to be plucked and discreetly slipped into someone's drink.
You know I support all your life choices, but she's not dead, is she?
She'll live. Unlike her, I don't make it a habit to kill people unnecessarily. And besides, I want to be able to gloat to her face when I secure the house cup. Game face, Casimir. Let's win this thing. Well, that was certainly an eventful evening. Second place isn't a win, but I do consider sending Persephone to the infirmary a nice feather in my cap.
We were so close. Sorry about the ones I got wrong at the top.
I already told you, you did remarkably well in my absence. Though I still don't know how you got question two wrong. Most lauded figure in Direbeak history? Madrigal Hexwell, obviously. He's the house founder.
Well, I didn't know that, so I just wrote your name in.
Oh, that's very sweet, but there were 6 portraits, 1 ice sculpture and 2 non-ice sculptures of the man in the ballroom. Those were free points. Ah, well, we'll get it next time.
Next time? What are you talking about? No, we're getting you that house cup. I was serious before. The only way you don't end up with that cup is if you don't try.
We did try. Good effort, but we lost.
Babe, you're an evil witch queen. Just wait a couple days and then steal it from the winner. If you can seize a kingdom, you can seize a mug.
Huh. You know, you are just full of brilliant thoughts today.
You must be rubbing off on me. Come on, we can plan a whole heist. It'll be fun.
Oh, I haven't planned a heist in ages. And it'll be your first one. Oh, this will be a perfect date night activity. Where should we start? Spies? Spells? Oh, wait, I've got it. Matching invisibility cloaks.
This special episode, The Lesser Evil, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. Sound design is by Tal Manier, and theme music is by Jakub Zarański. Queen Sibella is voiced by Blythe Renee. Prince Casimir is voiced by Connor Bushoven. Xander is voiced by Justin Nelson. Persephone is voiced by Emily Zwiefel. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com. Or at our Blue Sky at No Adventures Pod for extras, transcripts, and only the most necessary evil.
Prepare to face my blade! Why are you drinking wine out of a mug?
Away!
Hey y'all, Destiny here with a quick announcement. In case you don't already know, Absolutely No Adventures Season 3 is currently crowdfunding. We'd really appreciate your support, and links are in the show notes. Thanks.
Got her.
Here we go!
Oh my god, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair. He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back because he's gonna have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh my god. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine to me, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah. It is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Smashed in the head.
Bodhi has a pocket full of like one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh, it was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
And that's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy! Headbutt!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Gutter.